Our next report comes from the Baxter Elementary School. Jeff Sipper is the instructor.
Hello, this is
Annie
and Atlee from Mr. Sipper's fourth grade class in Baxter, Minnesota.
Here are our observations for the week of May 5th through May 12th.
For the birds of this week, we saw a chipping sparrow, a black and white warbler, a song sparrow, a Baltimore oriole.
And the reptiles of this week.
Just wait, Annie, we still have a few more.
Oh yeah, we also saw a yellow rumped warbler and a brown-headed cowbird. And believe it or not, all those birds were sighted on the 5th. Our classmate Daniel brought in a dead bird that we identified as an ovenbird. Is that it?
We still have four more birds that we saw, which are the house sparrow and a scarlet tanager on the 6th, and the belted kingfisher on the 10th. We also saw a Nashville warbler on the 12th.
For the plants this week, we saw a blood root flower on the 5th. For amphibians, we saw a tree frog on the 12th. For the reptiles of this week, we saw a garter snake. For the weather, we also had an overnight snow from Wednesday to early Thursday morning on the 8th.
Our highest temperature of the week was 65 degrees and mostly sunny, and the lowest temperature was 34 degrees and sunny.
Thanks for tuning in to our report for this week.
This was
Annie
and Atlee
signing out for now. Bye.
Nice job, girls. Lots of good observations there. Chipping sparrows, black and white warblers, yellow-rumped warblers, cowbirds, ovenbirds. I haven't heard the ovenbird calling yet, but I've heard that they're in the area. And we will let you know when we hear them. They're the ones that scream out, teacher, 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 or pizza, pizza, pizza. Either way, it's a good thing.